You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the fourth test between England and Pakistan, takes place at the Oval. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined on the line by former England batsman Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good news for England after the third test.
Yeah, it toed and froed a little bit and turned out to be an excellent test match, lasting into the fifth day. Pakistan looked comfortable at one point and then England got the ball reversing and, won quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah, it was entertaining, wasn't it? Because England had a first innings deficit. We don't see many test matches go the 5 days anymore either, and we managed to get 5 days out of it and England came out on top. So real good performance there. Showed good character for England as well.
Yeah, they did. I think, I was interested to see how Pakistan came back from a big defeat. And to be fair, as you say, after the first innings, Pakistan having that lead, they'd have been really confident. But great resilience by England. The top order stood up, even though no one got a century. Everyone chipped in and, they scored the runs quickly. And that really gave them the chance to set up a victory. And you've got to give credit to the bowlers, really, from England and the way they put pressure on Pakistan on that last day.
Yeah, it means England now have the series lead for the first time in this series. 141-run success at Edgbaston. As you mentioned there, it was the bowlers that really stood up in this test. That final day's performance, they needed only just less than 71 overs to win out of a possible 84. And Moeen Ali in particular, I thought, was impressive.
Yeah, he was. Each of the five bowlers got two wickets. And I think we've just seen with Moeen Ali, as soon as he started to get a few runs, his bowling's improved as well. There's been a lot of debate about him being not a frontline spinner, but I think you're fine with all-rounders. If, one of the other skills are going well, it normally helps the other one, and that's certainly been the case. 63 and 86 in the last test, and he's bowled really well.
You got man of the match in the third test, Moeen Ali. Another bowler that that had some good news this week as well, due to his performance in that third test. Jimmy Anderson regained number one test bowl ranking following that third test, which is good news for him, and it seemed to be on his way back to where he was maybe a year ago or so.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference. I mean, Anderson and Stokes out of that first test at Lords, and I guess with hindsight looking back, it's... no surprise Pakistan went on to win there. He's just so good, so experienced, never panics. I know he had a bit of a run-in with the umpires in this test, but he seems to be one of them sportsmen where he's at his best when he's kind of niggling with the opposition or the officials, and that really brings the best out of him. And, not only does he have the weapon with a new ball swinging, you saw with a reversing ball as well how devastating he can be.
One more player I want to get your thoughts on, Anthony, before we get stuck into the betting here, is Alistair Cook, the skipper. He's looking good in this series. He's got a series strike rate of 71.10, which compares to his career strike rate of 47. He could go past 14,000 runs in this fourth test as well. So suddenly Alistair Cook seems to have found a bit of fluidity all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, he's played well all season. He got runs for Essex, and he's continued to look good. He's leading from the front. His captaincy's getting better, and he's England's leading run scorer. And as you say, he's really scored him at a rate of knots. And that's the way England have seemed to play the last year or two under Trevor Braylis. Have been really exciting to watch. Doesn't always go well with a bat, but when they do score, they score them quickly, and that really does help the bowlers then and give them time to get the victories. And Alistair Cook is certainly the leader of that, and backing it up with some good runs.
Yeah, so plenty of positives for England. They are odds on for the fourth test, the 4-7 in the match betting for the match at the Oval. The draw is 3-1. Pakistan are 4-1. Are we going to see England end this series on a high, Anthony? Are they going to win the game?
I think so now. There's talk of the pitch. Oval normally does spin a little bit, but I think there's talk it should bounce and be a bit of carry for the seamers. So there should be a bit in it for everyone. And I think given the confidence England has with bat and ball, I think they'll go on to win this test as well.
Okay, so England go on to win the test 4-7 in the match betting. We'll move on to some of the enhanced odds in a moment or two because I don't want to give away the ghost for the player markets. We'll start with the England batsman before we get to that though. Joe Root 5-2 to be top England batsman. Alistair Cook 11-4. Alex Hales 5-1. Johnny Bairstow is 11-2. Gary Ballance 7-1. James Vince also 7s, 14s or bigger for the others. It's quite nice to look at Joe Root and Alistair Cook at the top of the betting there and think, what a couple of batsmen we've got. Well, the batting lineup in general is pretty good for England, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I know Vince had a bit of a hit on the finger, but I think he's going to be okay. You know, Johnny Bairstow and Moeen Ali in the middle order perform well. But as you mentioned, the two at the top of the market, Root with 447 runs and Cook with 381, they've been outstanding. The man I'm going to pump for is Alistair Cook. We've mentioned him there. I think he looks in really good form, and the only thing he hasn't had is a big 100. And I think you know, we might see that at the Oval.
He's 11-4 in that market, Alistair Cook. He's also subject of some of the enhanced odds. Alistair Cook to be top England bat and England to win the match 9-2. Anthony, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that's a very good value. I think that's better way because England are very short to win the match on their own. As I say, 45 and 66 in the last test for Alistair Cook. I think he'll be the man in the first innings, and put that together, they will win, as you say, with the enhanced odds. And I think 9-2 is a terrific price.
So good mention there for the enhanced odds, 9-2. For Alistair Cook to be top England batsman and England win the match. Moving on to the Pakistan batsman, Azhar Ali is 7-2 at the top of the market there. Misbahul Haque is 7-2 as well, so that's joint favourites. Sami Aslam is 9-2. Yunis Khan 5-1. Mohammad Hafeez 11-2. 6-1 bar those. Who's going to stand out for Pakistan with the bat?
Yeah, I mean, the first innings I was impressed with Pakistan. I thought they absorbed pressure and played well. Sami Aslam looked good in both innings. Azhar Ali came to the party with 100. The real disappointment's been Yunis Khan, but the man I'm going to go for in the first innings is Misbahul Haque. He's leading scorer in the series for Pakistan. And I think if Pakistan are going to compete in this fourth test, I think their captain's going to be the one to stand up. 36 in the first innings at Edgbaston. But I think he's got more in him than that. So I'm going to go for Misbahul Haque.
So that's Anthony's choice in the top Pakistan batsman market. Then let's move on to the bowlers. Top England bowler to start with, Chris Wilkes 5-2. Joint favourite with Jimmy Anderson, also 5-2. Stuart Broad is 3-1. Stephen Finn 4-1. Adil Rashid is 9-2. Also 9-2 for Jake Ball. Moeen Ali 7s. Joe Root 40-1. That's how they bet. Anthony, who do you like for the top England bowler?
Yeah, there's talk of two spinners being played with the Oval, given the spin. Adil Rashid, I think, could come in place of Stephen Finn. But I expect it to be one of the three other seamers, Broad, Anderson and Wokes. Wokes has been outstanding. I'm going to go for Stuart Broad. I think he's bowled pretty well in this series, 12 wickets. Although he's not got a big haul yet, he had 3-2 in the last test. I think the Oval will suit him with that bounce and carry, being a tall bowler. So I think Stuart Broad, he normally has a test match in a series where he picks up 5 or 6, and I think this could be the one. So Stuart Broad.
Stuart Broad then, the selection for Anthony to be top England bowler, 3-1 in the market there. Anybody who likes Jimmy Anderson, by the way, to be top England bowler, you can back him on the enhanced odds in an England win at 4-1, anybody who's leaning that way. Let's move on to the Pakistan bowlers though. Mohammad Amir 9-4, Yasir Shah 5-2, Sahil Khan is 3-1, Wahab Riaz is 3-1 as well, Rahat Ali is 100-30, 4-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who's going to stand up for Pakistan with the ball?
Yeah, this is a tough one, and Misbah alluded to this about the workload for the bowlers. With them only having four bowlers, that they've had a real output. I mean, Yashish Shah had an outstanding leg spinner, but he's bowled 193 overs. That's 71 overs more than the next bowler in the series. So he's had to shoulder a lot of the burden for Pakistan. Sahil Khan came in and did well. Mohammad Amir, who I've been tipping up all series, has just not got the wickets. And I'm going to go with a leg spinner. I know it's the first innings, but again, he bowls a lot of overs and he always picks up a few wickets. And I think the over will suit him. So Yashish Shah for me at 5-2.
Yasir Shah then for Anthony in the top Pakistan bowler market. Any other markets that have caught your eye before we let you go, Anthony?
No, I think the outstanding one for me is the enhanced odds. I think Cook and a win. I think, you know, as I mentioned, England in really good form. So is Cook. And 9-2, I think that represents real, real value. So I think that's a good one to keep your eye on.
Superb. Good work, Anthony. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy the fourth test.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.